Mike coming back at you from my radio hut. Live here on Dakota Avenue, as close to the street as I can possibly be. Doing up our Friday talk around, and I love Fridays. Great way to wrap up the week. We always have our weekly conversation with Terry Anderson, president of CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You look like you're busy this morning.
Oh, just a little. We've got some major little construction going on at the site. We're cleaning out a shed.
So all right.
Got the hair back in a ponytail and probably don't look too professional, but we got work to do.
I think.
Roll up our sleeves.
Well, see, and I'm going to just say this and embarrass you on your worst day.
Yeah.
Trust me, you couldn't look bad.
Oh, so, well, thank you.
There
Bill.
You go.
Thank you.
So with that out of the way.
Yes.
We're calling this the Potpourri Edition because we're going to kind of jump around on different things. You got a list. What's happening?
So we're going to talk about, we've been waiting to share who won the drawings for our giveaway that we had for the food pantry. Mm-hmm. So I've got Joni with me, and she will give that list. And then I'm going to talk about the football game tonight and our partnership with Samford and what CHI is doing together.
This is a huge game tonight.
Oh,
you're going to have
absolutely.
A lot of people, and the color scheme is going to be, we'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll get
okay, to that. So I'm going to give you to Joni.
All right, Joni, step on up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And you brought help.
I brought help. My daughter Haven's here.
Haven, good morning. You don't have to talk. You don't have. She's like, no, not feeling it. Joni, what's up with the winners here? Tell me when you get to number one, and I'll do the drum roll.
Okay, so we did a raffle. We partnered with the Richland Wilkin Food Pantry to do a raffle to raise funds for the pantry, and we completed our raffle, and now we can announce some of our winners.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to start with the $250 winners. We have five of them. So the first winner is Chuck Haas.
Okay.
The second winner is Mary Jost. The third is Miranda Andel. The second is Kevin Popple. And the last $250 winner is Beth Deal.
All right.
All right, next we go on to our $500 winners.
Boy, I tell you what, you gave a lot away here. I was thinking that might be the list, but keep going.
No, we have more to go.
All right, go for it.
Okay, we have five $500 winners, and they are Sue Ellingson, Randy Weezer, Mariah Cota, Dennis Larson, and Nikki Marinowski.
Congratulations,
yes,
folks.
Yes, congratulations. Okay, our big winner, our $1,000 winner from the raffle.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
Gotta get the drum.
Is Sandra Yannis.
All right. Sandra,
so
congratulations.
Yes. I will be reaching out to the winners later today,
mm-hmm.
and we'll line up a time for them to come to St. Francis and collect their winnings.
Fantastic. Did you have a good time with this?
This
I always
was
have
good.
People. Did you have fun with it?
Yes. This good. Was a great raffle. Everybody wants to support the food pantry. Everyone should support the food pantry.
Oh, without a doubt.
So it was an easy raffle. It was a good raffle. We had lots of staff helping, lots of volunteers helping.
Makes it all worthwhile,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Bring community together that way.
Yeah.
That is great. Joni, thanks for stopping in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right, Terry, we got football tonight.
We do.
The undefeated Breckenridge. They're number
I
one,
know,
by the way.
I know. It's going to be a great game. I'm just mm-hmm. a little sad I got to be in the concession stands and I'm not on the front lines.
You're going to be working.
I
yes.
know. But for a great cause.
Tell us about this.
So, you know, when cancer awareness, cancer is huge, okay? It affects a lot of people. And if it doesn't affect us personally, it's people who we know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Pink Night Out was scheduled for the football game. And we decided that St. Francis is going to step up. Samford reached out. They wanted to partner. And, you know, it's not one person dealing with it, either whether you're dealing with cancer or you're trying to support cancer. Everybody works together. So what a better way to do it than to have Samford and CHI St. Francis to sponsor, host, take care of this awareness that needs to be taken care of. Players and cheerleaders will have pink apparel. Between Samford and CHI St. Francis, we will have free popcorn, free will for hot dogs, chips, and water. And, you know, we're excited. I think there's some memorabilia that's going to be given away. You know, we've got between the two entities, we're really pumped.
Well, I like this. I like that two-headed approach to this,
yep.
too, the two-headed attack on cancer. I love that.
You know, and it's, again, it's out there, and we just need to raise the funds for cancer research and stay on top of it.
Right. And
as much as we can.
And doing a great job of that, too, and a great partnership.
Right.
Again,
right.
Things just another way that you're moving it forward out there. At
excited
CHI.
When they reached out and said, hey, can we? And we're absolutely.
Yeah, and you're going to have a busy night tonight. Okay. Beautiful weather and a battle of two unbeaten teams.
Oh,
two
I
very
know.
Good teams, and you're going to have a good crowd.
Yep.
So
and hopefully that pink just pushes them, you know, to even a little harder and farther. And we win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing.
Without a doubt. Always good things going on out there at CHI. Going to give us an update on next week, what you got planned, or are you going to keep that a secret?
It's sepsis month, and sepsis affects a lot of people. We had two of our sepsis nurses in the entryway. I don't know, Bill, if you walked through last week.
I did, yes, and they were busy.
Yeah, very busy, and they were really appalled. I mean, just like taken back by the people who've come in and said either they've personally had sepsis or they know somebody who has sepsis, you know, and that was something maybe 5 years ago that it really wasn't like talked about like the common cold or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
But now, you know, when you get sepsis, you know, you want to tackle that just like you would a stroke or a heart attack because you don't want to go into shock.
Yeah.
And so I will tell you the team at St. Francis has drilled protocols and because there's you have to do labs within a certain time period, you have to get that antibiotic in, you know, and they are just on top of it. And we are those are some of our indicators because we are watched by if we have fallout. So,
okay.
You know, and that's not why we do it. We want what's best for the patient.
Oh, without a doubt.
And so the team, Emily and Cherry, has really spearheaded to just get that education out there, make people aware of it. Because sometimes, you know, Bill, you could be at home and not feel well. And, you know, and all of a sudden, if you're septic, you know, you're thinking, you know, it's going to get better. You know, I'm just feeling a little rough. And you come in and we do your lactic acids. We do your labs. And you're like in the whole crap factor.
Wow.
And then we just take over, pump you full of fluids and give you that antibiotic and start turning that wheel around.
Is it more common than people think? I mean, you
Very,
see a lot of this
yes.
coming in.
Okay. And I think it was an eye opener for Cherry and Emily because as they were talking to people coming in, they were... I think probably everybody who came through that door either knew somebody or they personally had it.
All right.
So the key is even if you're home and because you can get septic from pneumonia, you can get septic from a bladder infection, you can get septic from blood infection. So any infection can turn septic.
Okay.
So yeah.
Boy, great information.
I shouldn't give out any more. That's my love too. I have a lot of love.
Great information and awareness too is so key, and you've been so great about and making us aware a lot of different things. All right, Terry, we're going to talk more about this
Absolutely.
Next week. Terry Anderson, President, CEO, CHI, St. Francis. Glad to have you in here.
You and have a great weekend.
You have a better one. And enjoy the game tonight. You're going to be busy.
I sure will.
All right.
Thanks, Bill. See you guys out there.
You bet. 9:30 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Nice morning, sunshine, 52 degrees.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I talked weather with Endon Director Daryl Richeson on Thursday's Farm Talk.
So in your world, you are not seeing that S word yet for us.